bus driver opened the door, and he yelled, "There's that colored police." He didn't say that. He said colored police. "There's that colored police." So he evidently, he knew they was going to hire one on that particular day. And so I was kind of hot on the collar at that time. So I yelled back at him, "Yes, I'm that colored police." He said, "Well, officer," he kind of quiet. "Now, officer, you don't have to get mad with me. I was just wondering, what are you doing here?" I said, "I'm trying to get to my beat." He said, "Where's your beat?" I told him, 3rd Avenue and 35th Street South, which is about 6 miles away. He said, "They wouldn't take you to your beat?" I said, "No, evidently they didn't, otherwise I wouldn't be here." And so he said, "Come on, get on the bus." So I waited till the little ladies got on the bus, and I stepped up on the bus. At that time, the buses were segregated. Whites were sitting in the front, blacks sitting in the rear. But between where the whites ended and the blacks seating began, there was an empty row of seats, kind of like a no man's land, if you will. And so everyone was looking to see where I was going to sit. I wasn't going to sit behind those whites. I stood by the bus driver. Blacks in the back of the bus, they started giving me hand claps. I wasn't going to sit behind those whites. So the driver took off, headed south on 19th Street. And so he said, "It's a shame that they wouldn't take you to your beat." And so when he got on down about 1st Avenue North, where my beat, he said, "They're just going to have to fire me. So I'm going to take you to your beat." So the little white ladies, they had heard the bus driver and I conversation. Said, "Where is he going? This isn't his route." The bus driver said, "Ladies, I'm going to take this officer to his beat." He said, "I'll tell you what. If you don't want to go with me where his beat is, I can let you off right here and I'll come right back and pick you up." And they didn't say anything after that. They kind of turned red. And when we finally got to 3rd Avenue, 35th Street South, I saw car 63 parked under a tree with white officer behind the wheel. So the bus driver pulled over. I thanked the bus driver, and he said, "You be careful out there. There's some low-down blankety blanks out there. They don't want to see you here." I said, "Thank you, sir." But in my excitement, I forgot to get the bus driver's name. I'm not sure whether he got in trouble or not.
When you look back at your 32-year career, what surprised you the most?
Good question. There were a lot of surprises. What surprised me the most initially was that in all the racial profiling, racial slurs and innuendos, veiled threats and so forth, there were a lot of good police officers. Good, they were all white, good police officers who went out of their way to make me feel comfortable and who went out of their way to make my stay there tolerable. And so there were a lot of good police officers. There were some who are treat me nice when we were together, but when we got around their peer groups, they shied off. I can understand that. And another surprise was that there were a lot of blacks who, I don't know, they were envious that I was a police officer or whatever, but they didn't want to respect me. If I told them to do something, it was to no avail until a white officer came forward and told them.
Did you ever have moments throughout the 32 years that you thought that it was too much for you, that, you know, being a part of this was just too difficult and you didn't want to do it anymore?
No, I never got burned out. Each day was a new experience. There was something different every day. It's not like going to work at a desk. Police work is same work, but different circumstances, different events, and you meet different people. If you get burned out, it's because of your own fault, your own self. Because there are new experiences every day. And there were times when we didn't even want to go home because things was too exciting and we get caught up in various things. And when quitting time comes, we work over in order to complete what we had started.
How does it feel to be known as the first black police officer in Birmingham? I mean, does that stay with you throughout your days and when you look back at your career?
Not really. You know, I've never gone around expounded it. I'm the first black police officer. A lot of people don't even know who the first black police officer were. You know, the only time I'll tell someone is they ask me, "Were you the first black police officer?" Yes, I was. I don't think it's no big earth-shattering event because it wasn't me. God put me there. You know, God used whomever he chooses for his purposes. And I think his purpose was to integrate the Birmingham Police Department. And I was just a vessel being used by God for that purpose. It could have been, didn't have to be me, it could have been anybody. Who's to say that the first black hire is any more prominent than the second or third? Okay, that was Johnny Johnson second, and then Robert Baldwin third. We've all been used by God.
What do you think your career says to young African Americans that are thinking about going into law enforcement or are, you know, being the first in some different career choices?
Stay clean and get an education and be able to step in when the opportunity presents itself. I would like for them to realize that you can be an example for your ethnic group, your race, or whatever, by doing what is right, treating people right. There were some blacks who came in the department who didn't know how to treat blacks, let alone whites. You got to be a people person, be a police officer. In the beginning, we had to be better just to be equal to our white counterparts. You got to be the best that you can be and do a day's work for a day's pay and realize that it hadn't always been the way it is today.